This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Who are we talking about? Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Scott? We're pumped. We're pumped for 55 minutes from now to see what happens.
And happy Carson Wednesday.
That's what he keeps saying.
Yeah, it's exciting times here.
All right, Scott, let's look into our crystal ball. Will the Browns do something here in an hour from now? What do you think?
I'm going to go no.
I
think it'll probably take a little bit of time. I think they come out of, I don't know if it happens today. I definitely think the next couple of days they find at least one quarterback in free agency. Now the Kirk Cousins timeline in Atlanta could change that if that's the guy that they're really focused on. I don't think they're going to be huge players at the top. I don't think they're going to be players at the top of the free agency market at all. But they have too many holes just to wait for the draft. I expect them to sign players. I just don't think it'll be a bunch of huge names. Plus, that free agent market keeps getting depleted because a bunch of guys are re-signing with their teams.
Scott, let me ask you this. Yesterday's deal with Myles Garrett, how much do we have any idea how much that freed up for them as far as cap space trying to spend money in free agency this year?
You know what? I've not found that number yet.
Yeah, no one. We haven't found
assuming,
it
yet. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it's some. And they have other ways that they can create space if they need to. I think they have enough right now to operate and to sign who they need to sign right now, because whoever they sign will probably be a backloaded deal, so it's not going to eat up a bunch of cap space in 2025 anyway, depending on the type of deal, depending on the type of play. If they're only one-year deals, and you know, you can't do too much backloading. But I think it did free up space, and I think it energized the organization as far as free agency and heading into this period. And maybe will inspire Andrew Berry to make a bigger signing than he would have without the Myles Garrett extension and the Myles Garrett guarantee that he'd be back. We'll have to wait and see if that really has a domino effect.
Scott, did the Browns give him any kind of a different message, or did they just make payday a heck of a lot better?
Or was it
for
just
him?
Dead presidents?
Yeah. Is it like, here, have more Benjamins?
Yeah. My guess is, I don't think it's all about the money. I really don't. And I understand why people would point to that. And that was the big news yesterday, is that it's the extension and it's a record extension. But I think the Browns are always willing to give that to Myles Garrett. And I do believe him when he said it was not about the money. It was about winning a Super Bowl. And if they had traded him, he would have gotten a giant extension somewhere else. If they kept him, he would have gotten a giant extension here like he did yesterday. So I think what changed is Myles Garrett and his people realized the Browns weren't going to cave. They weren't going to buckle, and they weren't going to trade him.
Because they had no leverage.
Right. So if that's the reality, you hit the first milepost at free agency, and Myles asked to sit down with Jimmy Haslam. He's rebuffed. The organization has alignment. And he probably looks at free agency going, you know what, the opportunities for me to go elsewhere are going to start to dwindle. Then you get to the draft. If they don't trade me at the draft, then we're looking at, I have to make a decision, do I want to sit out games in September? So I think Miles started to look at it and said, they're not going to trade me. I'm not going to sit out games. I don't want this to be part of his legacy, is a protracted holdout and all those things. And I think by the Browns standing firm, it got Miles to reconsider. And then if you're going to reconsider and come back, okay, the next step is it's going to be a giant extension. So to me, that's how it played out. Now, maybe the Browns also told him a plan at quarterback that he buys into more. Maybe watch more film of Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. Said, hey, we can win with these guys. But I think the biggest piece was a realization that they weren't going to trade him.
Scott Petrak joining us, brownzone.com. Make sure you're reading brownzone.com and get all of Scott's coverage on free agency and everything else here, Myles Garrett, everything going on. I wonder this. I wonder, you know, did the Browns send him this message? Because this one would be intriguing to me if I was Miles. Hey, we're going to take either Cam Ward or Abdul Carter. So if you know, we're going to get your quarterback, or we're going to get you a running mate on the defensive line, something like that. That might be more appealing than another quarterback or something like that.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. And I do think all those situations and potential scenarios have become a little bit clearer since the exit meeting in January and since even the Super Bowl. You can start to see, okay, it could be this group of players that the Browns get, whether it's two or a combination of 2 and 33, or you're throwing a veteran quarterback. And I think that crystallizes a little bit. I also think if you're Myles Garrett, and maybe you're just in a better frame of mind right now than you were when he was on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And he can say, okay, Joe Bitonio came back, and they have 11 draft picks, and I'm looking at what they can do in the draft. And maybe just feels more optimistic than he did then, combined with the realization they're probably not going to trade him. Like, he always wanted to win a championship here. So I don't think it was this huge shift there in his head. I just think he'd become so frustrated by 3-14, by the drop from 11 wins to 3 wins last year, and felt it was just not headed in the right direction. Maybe he got some bad advice about, hey, we can force a trade here and go to a team that can win a Super Bowl next year. And when all that doesn't seem to happen right away like he thought it would, then it's okay, take a step back. Okay, maybe this team can win 10 games next year, and then it's 1 year away from the Super Bowl, or whatever those, you know, whatever the Browns are thinking, right? That's what Andrew Berry's thinking, is that they can contend next year. Maybe Miles just needed some time to get that through his head or to come to grips with that.
All right, Scott, tell me if I'm wrong, or tell me if you're thinking in the same wavelength. Ready? That Jimmy Haslam learned a lesson from the Deshaun Watson decision, the Baker Mayfield decisions that happened, and it directly affected what happened on this, the way they approached the whole subject. Tell me that they've learned from the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't, like, what's the parallel between Miles and Deshaun here? Like, Miles had proven himself here. You know, Deshaun Watson was kind of an unknown, at least to the organization. Like, I don't know if that's where the Haslams or the organization learned its lesson, or their lesson.
I think it's more on Baker, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that some. I also see, I do think the Haslams, just in general, have taken a step back from how forward they were, and maybe how intrusive might be too strong, but how involved they were early on in decision making. And if you want to point to even the Johnny Manziel draft pick.
Yeah.
And they've taken a step back. They let their football guys make these decisions. I think it was smart for Jimmy Haslam not to sit with Myles Garrett, because who knows, maybe Miles convinces him that, oh yeah, you should grant this, and then that goes against everything Andrew Berry said, and the Browns wouldn't be where they are right now with Myles Garrett in tow, which, if you're not going to go through a rebuild, which they don't want to do, which I don't think they need to do, then keeping Myles Garrett is the right move. Like, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So I do think there was a lesson learned there. I also think this is where Andrew Berry excels. And people can criticize his draft picks all they want, and rightfully so. And he needs to get that fixed this year, because this is a huge draft for him, and the talent evaluation needs to be better. But he's good at the type of situations that played out with Miles. And I know they weren't on the same level, but David Njoku, Kareem Hunt, both asked for trades. He said no. They both stuck around. Things worked out with both those guys. Same thing happened with Myles Garrett. I think Andrew Berry's good at keeping relationships healthy, even when there's conflict, and keeping lines of communication open. And it paid off big in this is a signature move of the offseason, and I do think Andrew Berry deserves credit for that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
They just needed a Kyle Shanahan PowerPoint presentation to go on. Then we would have trouble. Yeah.
Scott Petrak joining us, BrownZone.com, Chronicle Telegram. Is there an area today, even if the Browns don't make a big splash, where you think, okay, they could... This is where they might need to punch it up in free agency, more so than the draft?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I'm looking at safety, and what's interesting is Andrew Berry's 0 for 2 on the free agent market at safety.
Sure is. Right?
James Johnson III and Juan Thornhill. But I think there's candidates out there, whether it's Justin Reed or Justin Simmons, guys who've been around, guys who have really successful careers. I don't think they're going to be crazy expensive. And I like the idea of sliding in a veteran next to Grant Delpit as opposed to having to force in a rookie. I think safeties can be tough in the draft. You have, I think, more pressing needs in the draft. So I like the idea of safety. Maybe even a linebacker, Dre Greenlaw. You know, he's coming off that Achilles in the Super Bowl after the 2023 season. He played a little bit last year. I would think you could get him on a cheap one-year deal. You don't know if JOK is going to be healthy and able to play this year. So I like kind of finding some veteran guys on the defensive side of the ball, maybe some help there too, that can step in defense, help Jim Schwartz's unit, and then you can go to the draft and spend a lot of resources on whether it's quarterback, tight end, running back, offensive line. And I could see them maybe targeting an offensive lineman in free agency, but it's just such a small group of big-time players that I don't know if it fits there in free agency, especially tackle. Mm.
Is there a quarterback you want them to grab in free agency or trade?
Yeah. Kirk Cousins makes sense to me, only if the Falcons cut him. And I keep assuming that they will and not going to keep him under contract when he's going to be a backup. And I just don't think that's a tenable situation. So, Kirk Cousins makes sense. I also like the idea of Russell Wilson. I don't know what kind of money Russell Wilson's going to command on the open market if he doesn't stick in Pittsburgh, but now we hear Pittsburgh has interest in Aaron Rodgers. You know, Russell Wilson to the Raiders and Pete Carroll made sense until the Raiders trade for Geno Smith.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think Russell Wilson can come in here and win games. He took the Steelers to the playoffs a year ago. I'd be fine with either of those guys right now to be your day one starter, week one starter next season. Now, then you got to figure out how does that pair with the number two pick. So I think it's a delicate balance. I think we're going to have a good idea who the Browns are going to take at number two, depending on who they sign at quarterback in free agency. Because Russell Wilson, I mean, I guess you could convince me Russell Wilson and Cam Ward, but do you sit Cam Ward? You know, so if it winds up being, let's call it Joe Flacco, Jacoby Brissett, then you take Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. But if it's a Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins, then I think it gets a little cloudier and maybe – you take Abdul Carter too, and wait to take to draft a quarterback till the second or third round.
I think that's absolutely right on the money. I do. I think that's exactly right.
And I don't. I mean, I don't know what scenario I like better. I kind of like the idea of drafting that guy at number two. But if you told me Russell Wilson's going to go win 10 games for you, and you also have Will Howard, you know, that scenario sounds pretty good too.
Right.
All right, Scott, go to work. We all got work to do here in 44 minutes. So you ready to roll?
I think so.
We'll be following along. As long as X is working, we'll be following you along there too as well. So
thanks, Scott.
I had to do a refresher on Blue Sky this morning. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you on Threads. Later, bud.
All right.
Peace. Scott Petrak, you know him and love him, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.